New research shows the Zika virus was likely in Florida earlier than health officials had previously thought and had arrived in the state on multiple occasions. Dr. Sharon Yeesern and Dr. Scott Michael study dengue fever, Zika, and other mosquito-borne illnesses at Florida Gulf Coast University. Working with an international team of researchers, they published a study in the journal Nature this month, which found that Zika likely established itself in the state by early spring of 2016.
We used the virus's own genetics to trace how the virus spread in the Americas. What we were able to find, number one, is the virus was probably present well before it was clinically diagnosed.
The first locally acquired case of the virus was reported in July of last year. On WGCU's Gulf Coast Live, Dr. Yeesern says studying Zika-infected mosquitoes from the Miami Beach area also revealed how the virus made the jump to the U.S.
Florida was getting bombarded by Zika from different places, and at least four of those times it took off, meaning that local transmission started. And what our studies showed was that from three of the four different introductions into Florida, those were from the Caribbean, and the fourth one was from Central America. So we were getting introductions from these different places.
Despite mapping the different ways Zika made it to Florida, researchers still don't know if the virus came to the U.S. in the body of a mosquito or a human. Florida saw more than 1,100 Zika cases last year, more than 280 of which were locally transmitted. So far in 2017, the state has more than 50 cases of the virus. Only four were locally acquired. Matthew Smith, WGCU News.